Thank you, Cy. Bottom of the third inning, Union Hill will send their number nine hitter to the plate, Derek Mossberg. Then the top of the order, Joe Becker, Conrad Mossberg facing Ben Johnson. A 2-0. Kimball Eat, two runs, four hits, no errors for Kimball. No runs, a hit, and an error for Union Hill as Mossberg tries to drag himself a bunt, and he misses it completely. And the count at 0-1 for the left fielder. Johnson has the sign from Cade Marquardt. The right-hander kicks and delivers. Nice breaking ball by Ben in 0-2.
A lot of action yesterday. Randy Sobieski here in Waconia defeating Windham 2-0. Dumont defeating Richmond 4-3. It was over in Hamburg, a 3-2 victory for Carver over Bird Island.
Mossberg swings and misses at the breaking ball. He's out on strikes.
Sartell in Hamburg, a 5-1 victory over Hutchinson. Luxembourg last night, you heard it here on KASM, a 5-2 win over St. Benedict. It was Watertown defeating Midway by a score of 7-3. Spring Hill with an awesome win over Delano, 4-3 in 11 innings.
Chopper to third. Hoffman up with it. Strong throw to Beyer in time. Nice play by Michael Hoffman at third. 5-3 on the putout. Two outs.
It was Bemidji defeating New Prague by a score of 12-3. That was our action last week, or how about yesterday. Friday night games got washed out. They'll be played at 4:30, or excuse me, after the 4:30 games here today. They'll finish those up.
I think even Class B, they started, they will continue where Class B left off.
I think there was a score in each of those games.
Yeah, yeah. At the plate, number two hitter, pitcher Conrad Mossberg. The first pitch to Conrad is a ball, 1-0.
Eesh.
Pitch a little bit outside, says the home plate umpire, and 2-0. Jordan Joseph out to get the ball that got away from Ben Johnson on the return from Cade Marquardt.
That happens a lot on balls that the pitcher or catcher think were supposed to be a strike.
Yeah.
Somebody's just off a little bit.
2-0 the count. Here's Mossberg swinging at Johnson's fastball. It's like Ben said, here it is. Try to hit it. And Mossberg, boy, that was a mean cut.
Two-run lead, nobody on. Two outs, bring it on.
2-1 the count. A little off speed there from Ben, and 2-2, it's called a strike. That's a nice comeback there. 2-2 the count. Missing outside, the count full now, 3-2. Kirby Nile will get a little break between this game and our 4:30 game with Painesville and Austin. Get to watch some baseball. Ball back and out of play by Mossberg, and the count stays 3-2.
Fergus Falls Hanska.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Ben Johnson's pitch fouled to the net. Count stays full at 3-2. I expect a big crowd for that Painesville game at 4:30 today.
Oh,
there will be a lot of people.
I would say.
First time as the Pirates ever making it to the state tournament. Communities are really excited about that. Ground ball to third. Hoffman in on the grass. Michael, nice, strong throw on the run. And that'll do it for Union Hill in the third. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. Three in the books. Kimball, two. Union Hill, nothing. More baseball coming at you in a minute here on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better, because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Ah, yes. 19 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, we have a temperature reading at 71 degrees. We take you out to the ball game, back to Waconia. More baseball action. It's Randy and Kirby.
Si, who's singing that "Take Me Out to the Ball Game"?
That is. I gotta find it here. It's not giving me a name.
Oh, it's good stuff, though.
Yes.
Si will have it for us a little bit later. As we go to the top of the fourth inning, middle of the Kimball lineup, Scott Marquardt will lead it off. Adam Beyer, Cade Marquardt facing right-hander Conrad Mossberg. And the first pitch to Scott is a ball, 1-0, 2-0 Kimball. Mossberg kicks and delivers. There's a breaking ball strike and the count, 1-1. Scott 1-for-1 today. Base hit. And a run scored. Pitch on the outside corner for a strike, and 1-2 now. 1-2. Game time temperature, 70 degrees here in Waconia. I'm sure it's warmed up a degree or two. As Marquardt swings and misses, he's out on strikes. He's just going to retreat to the dugout. He's not up for the chase.
Dirty pitch.
It was a dirty pitch.
Not talking about the color of the ball being in the dirt. It was started maybe right at the knees and just fell away. Marquardt had started his hands already.
Adam Beyer makes his way into the batter's box. Adam 1-for-1 today. And Mossberg's pitch to Beyer. Breaking ball strike, 0-1. That isn't just your lollipop of a breaking ball. It's a pretty hard breaking ball.
Yeah, it's sharp on it.
Beyer, ground ball down the third baseline. Foul, Tommy Marquardt. Those golden hands of his making the play in the third base coach box.
Hall of Fame hands, Randy.
Hall of Fame hands, 60-plus years of age. Still gets some at-bats. Keeps himself in good physical shape as Beyer swings at the breaking ball and misses it badly. He's out on strikes, and Adam's going, shaking his head back to the dugout. What was that?
His third and fourth strikeouts to two guys who've got plenty of at-bats in there.
And the half-base hits.
And half-base hits, and kind of the difference in the game right now. And he gets them both to wave at something low.
Going to bring Cade Marquardt to the plate. Cade reached on an error back in the second inning. First pitch to Cade, a ball, 1-0. Mossberg comes home, breaking ball. A little bit high, says the home plate umpire, and 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. There's a strike on the outside corner, and 2-1. 2-1 the count. Marquardt drive to right center field. That's shaded over to Kreitzen, and Kreitzen will make the catch for the out as the wind pushed it right into his glove, and that'll end the fourth for Kimball. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 3.5, Kimball 2, and Union Hill nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASN.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Fifteen before 12, and yes, another rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. This one is Helen Dell at the Dodger Stadium Orgas. As we take you back to Waconia, more exciting baseball action with Randy and Kirby. Randy, I just got to tell you, got a call from Dan over at New Munich, and he says, those Pirates haven't heard of that team, so who is that? And I said, it's Painesville Pirates. All right, he said, I guess they haven't been in the tournament. There you go, Randy.
Thank you, Si. Yeah. Going to be fun. 4:30 this afternoon, Painesville and Austin. Painesville, a really, really young team. Excited to have them in the tournament as they won a lot of games in Region 4C. And Ben Johnson on the mound facing Nathan Berg, Nate Lee, and Adam Giesen here in the fourth. A 2-0 Kimball lead.
It's a young man's game, Randy.
It is. Pitch a strike called, and 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. Nathan Berg struck out in his first at bat against Ben Johnson. Comes from the side, missing inside to Berg, and the count at 2-2.
Wind really howling in right now. Maybe picked up a 5-10 degree.
Pitch low, and the count now 3-1. Ben has walked one today, struck out three. Given up just the one hit, and this is fouled to the net, and the count full at 3-2. 3-2.
This is the part of the order that got things cooking, and their only threat back in the second inning, Randy.
As Johnson delivers, swing and a miss. Lee out, or Berg out for the second time today against Ben Johnson. That'll bring Nate Lee to the plate. He had Union Hill's only hit.
Fourth strikeout for Ben Johnson on his 10th out of the game.
Into the batter's box, right-handed hitting Nate Lee. Ben Johnson has Cade Marquardt sign, and breaking ball inside a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the left fielder has not seen much action today. Center fielder Brooks had one fall in front of him. Otherwise, a lot of balls in the infield. Strike called, and the count 1-1.
Yeah, third baseman Hoffman was busy last inning. Yep. Joseph got him out of the second. Cade with that sweet catch in front of the netting.
Fouled at the plate. Count 1-2 now to Nate Lee.
Good job. He's Nate. The guy before is Nathan.
The 1-2 pitch coming from Big Ben. And a swing and a miss. Kirby, your old little internal radar gun, how fast was that pitch?
I'd say he's got to be touching 84 at the...
I was going to say 85.
Yeah. At the low end, maybe. Yep. Sometimes gears it up a little bit with two strikes.
Got 5 strikeouts. And the pitch a strike call to Adam Giesen. Adam sacrificed bunt in his first at bat.
There's a Cold Spring Rockies manager listening in Waite Park. You can maybe text me and say what his synopsis of the Johnson heater comes in at.
Line drive to second, caught by Scotty Marquardt in the air for out number 3, and that'll do it for Union Hill. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 4 in our books, 2-0. Kimball with the lead over Union Hill. We're back with the fifth in a minute.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Albany Laundromat is under new ownership and encourages you to come and give it a try. Major renovations are underway, and Albany Laundry can help wash those dirty and grimy work clothes, rugs, and much more in the heavy-duty commercial-grade machines. Get a week's worth of clothes done in record time when you visit Albany Laundry, right off I-94 between Holiday and DQ. This radio message brought to you by your Ream Pro partner, Guild Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Yes, little vintage Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Yes, indeed. That's the Hayden Quartet from 1908. As we take you back to Waconia, more baseball action with Randy and Kirby.
Thank you very much, Cy. Fifth inning action. And the bottom part of the Kimball Express lineup, Zach Dingman, Brooks Marquardt, Austin Rooley. And they'll face hard-throwing right-hander Conrad Mossberg. Mossberg's given up the two runs, four hits.
Little jog down to the right field corner from Union Hill.
Ground ball to first. Fielded there by Lee. He'll run it to the bag. And one pitch, one out for Mossberg.
Lee has he had Jordan Joseph on a ball much like that, Randy. And I think that last hop kind of sneaks up on him, fielding it a little deep underneath him. The luxury of playing first base, just kind of knock it down, and you got all day to go step on the bag.
He uses his body to eat up that real quick little hop. Putting a bunt down the third baseline. It's going to go foul as Brooks Marquardt. And 0-1 to Brooks. Brooks had a base hit in his first at bat. So Brian Marquardt used to play, but he's coaching now over at first base with Tom. Tom at third base. Brooks Marquardt at the plate.
Cade flew out to end the fourth. Scott made that sliding catch to end the fourth as well.
Ground ball to third. Up with it, Joe Becker across the diamond. 5-3 in the putout. And I haven't got an answer yet. Where the other Marquardt? Is it Jackson Marquardt? Where he fits in? Whose son that is? I'm going to ask Tom a little later. Stick around. We're going to award a coveted Chasm hat, player of the game, in our postgame show this afternoon. So two quick outs, top of the order, Austin Rooley. Austin 1-for-2 today. This one goes right over the top of his head. And 1-0 to Austin. Base hit in his last at-bat. The pitch outside, a ball, and 2-0 to Austin. Two balls, no strikes. A kick to pitch. Rooley will bloop this one over the first baseman Lee's head into the right field corner, and a two-out single for Austin Rooley, now 2-for-3 on the day.
Well, we saw Mossberg. First pitch was at his face, second pitch running inside, and then that 2-0 offering kind of got in on the hands as well, but a good job by Rooley, Randy, just kind of punching that over the first baseman Lee's head into short right field.
He fisted it, and Tommy Friesen will try to advance Austin. 0-for-1 today. Had a sacrifice bunt back in the third inning. Here's the pitch. And a strike on the outside corner by Mossberg and 0-1. Two outs, one on. Kimball scored a run in the second, a run in the third. They're batting here in the fifth. Mossberg from the stretch delivers. Rooley goes. Here's the throw. It's going to sail into center field, actually backed up there by the second baseman.
Was just thinking. They bunted earlier twice, but Tommy hasn't let anyone run. You got two outs. You got your two-hitter up. Yeah, Mossberg's pretty quick to home, but he hasn't tested Jack Easton yet. So just seemed like a time to maybe let him run a little
bit. Absolutely.
Good running count right there on 0-1.
One ball, one strike. This one tapped off the plate and foul, and the count stays 1-2. Ask and you shall receive. David Jonas Jackson is also Scott's son. He's the youngest.
Nice.
Daughter Addie is between Cade and Jackson. So David Jonas must get to go to Christmas at Scott Marquardt's house, right?
David and Scott are, along with Adam Beyer, are teammates on
they
that.
They do something in the winter, too,
no, that,
together.
That Roy Hobbs League, that the 35 and older down in Fort Myers, where they get to play at JetBlue and Hammond Stadium.
I know the teams get together and do some winter
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, they play ice hockey. At the Marquardt Arena.
One ball, two strikes, the count. Here's the pitch, a little bit outside. Nice take by Friesen, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Friesen back in the box, and he'll foul this one to the backstop. Rooley was getting a nice little running start over there at second.
Well, it's that little cheat code when you get two strikes and you see your batter's going to swing with two outs, you get just take off. You never know what's going to happen right there.
2-2. Mossberg looks back to second. And the pitch, high and away, and 3-2.
Got Joseph on deck. He's got to be Mossberg's guy right here. Try to keep this a two-run game.
Three balls, two strikes. They kick the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Friesen's out on strikes. That'll end the fifth for the Express. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on, 4.5 innings. Kimball, 2. Union Hill, nothing more. State Tournament Baseball in a minute here on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me, wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we're now at 3 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Little center field for you there, boys. Taking you back to Waconia, it's Kirby and Randy.
Si, thank you very much. So not quite noon somewhere, but I tell you what, when it's noon here, the beers will be out.
Is that a rule?
No, I don't know. I think they're out already.
I was going to
say. Serving already. Yeah. Bottom of the fifth inning, Jack Kreitzen, Jacob Becker, Jack Giesen. Facing Ben Johnson, first pitch to Kreitzen is a strike and 0-1. Kreitzen 0-1 today. Bounce back to Ben Johnson on the mound. Johnson rocks and fires, and the pitch low and away. And the count of all in a strike.
David Jonas, Johnny on the spot with the Marquardt family tree. Also filling me in, Randy, that we were right on the money with that mid-80s for Ben Johnson. David also confirming that when he goes on that sidearm, that it's awfully tough to hit.
It is. Okay. All right.
His exact quote was, makes him real nasty.
One ball, two strikes, the count to Kreitzen. The pitch right there. Fastball. Belt high, and Kreitzen rung up on strikes. Ben Johnson is fired up. I don't know how else to put it. He is pumped.
And he's in control, too. Oh. I mean, he's allowed the one hit. Randy, they had that threat there in the second inning where he went single sack bunt and then a hit by pitch and right side ground out, got the runner to third. But other than that, not much cooking for Union Hill against this Kimball righty.
Six strikeouts for the right-hander in the first pitch, a strike called to Jacob Becker, 0-1. Becker worked a walk, the only walk that Ben has given up. Ground ball high off the plate, Johnson fields. He'll toss to first, and another 1-3 put out for Ben Johnson.
Little dome ball right there. Is it an easy high hop for Johnson? He gets two quick ones here in the fifth inning.
And Jack Giesen to the plate.
Was his ninth consecutive man retired, Randy?
I don't know if Jack Giesen and Cade Marquardt know each other, but the first time Jack came to the plate, kind of took his bat and hit Cade's shin pads or whatever. So those two ran across each other in college baseball, possible.
Maybe it's a catcher thing.
Maybe it's a catcher thing, right? Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Well, it's good to know we have a couple listeners out there today, Kirby, right? No, we're just kidding. We know we have thousands and literally thousands. Thank you again for joining us on AM 1150, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, and streaming online at mychasm.com. The 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss by Jack Giesen in 1-2. 1-2 the count. Awesome. If you can't make it to these parks down at the state tournament, Kirby and I Love to bring you baseball. Pitch outside, a ball in 2-2.
Little nibble right there on 1-2. Came with that mid-80s heater.
2-2 the count. And fouled back and out of play by Giesen, and the count stays at 2-2. Two outs. Nobody on for Union Hill here, bottom of the fifth. The pitch right there.
Oh.
Oh. I think Cade maybe popped up too soon there, Curb. That was right down the middle. The home plate umpire ruled it a ball in the count full at 3-2.
That's the excuse you need.
And fouled back and out of play by Giesen. Count stays full at 3-2.
He's quick back there. I mean, we see the hands on a bunt, and he pops up real quick. But that was right there. He missed down the middle.
Oh, and now time called. He gave the batter time. Wow.
And a full windup. So Ben was moving. If he goes harder than mid-80s, this is where it's coming, harder than mid-80s.
That's
right. He thinks he's already struck him out. He got a late time call.
Yep. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Fouled again. Back and out of play. Giesen's got some timing down on that fastball. Ben comes from the side here now. We'll see. Has the sign from Cade Marquardt. There he comes. Side and inside the pitch. Ben just misses in ball four.
A little Lux lean on that one. Took a step towards the dugout. Thought that he clipped that corner with that sidearm slider. Plate umpire not giving in. Tying run to the plate.
You bet. Derek Mossberg up at the plate. Derek struck out in his first at bat. One on, two out. Breaking ball high. And the count 1-0. Ball, no strikes. Two outs. Derek Mossberg looking down.
It was a long sign sequence there.
Oh, man, was it ever. I can't imagine they'd want to steal in this situation. There's a strike called on the inside corner. Might have been a gift there for Ben Johnson. One ball, one strike.
Long sign sequence on 1-0. No sign sequence on 1-1.
Now Johnson's going to step off the rubber. Count at 1-1. Got a strong breeze that's blowing from left to right. Johnson's pitch there on the outside corner. It is strike two. A ball in two strikes. Johnson ready. The 1-2. Chopped on the ground in the hole to left field. Jordan Joseph does a little somersault as that ball sails by him. And the first and second with two outs. And the top of the order coming to the plate.
So an inning that you could argue should have been out of, potentially threw five strikes to Jack Giesen, but plate umpire saying only two of them were in there. And now you get back to the top of the order. You got the tying run on first base, and it's Joe Becker with his third viewing of Ben Johnson. He is 0-for-2, but third time through right now.
Yeah, third time through. See, Joe Becker popped up to Cade Marquardt and a ground ball to third in his previous at-bats. Pitch missing inside a ball, 1-0. Kimmel leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ben Johnson throwing some extra pitches.
Some life from Union Hill.
Kind of screened by the bullpens here. We can't see if there's any activity. Here's a ground ball to Scotty at second. Marquardt up with it over to first. 4-3 in the putout. That'll end the Union Hill threat here in the fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors. Two left on. We played five here in Waconia. 2-0. Kimball with the lead. We're back in 1 minute.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W. From the Chiefs.
Oh, yes. A little Alabama there for you. The cheap seats. And we're past noon here in central Minnesota, 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Hey, boys, Kirby and Randy, it's time for a little lunch. Maybe a hot dog, huh?
There you go. We did get the whiff of the onions already, Kirb.
And as I mentioned to you, that's the best advertising there is for a burger, that smell of fried onion up the old navel cavity. That's where I'll be between games.
Absolutely. Kimball Baseball brought to you by Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, Albany in Richmond, A&W, IPM of Waite Park, Rambo of New London, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, and Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning for in Richmond. Jordan Joseph will lead off the sixth inning. For the Kimball Express, both starting pitchers have gone the first five. Mossberg giving up five hits. Ben Johnson giving up just the two hits.
Activity in the Bulldog pen. Would you call that a bullpen then? That will be Ross Beamer, B-E-U-M-E-R, of Lonsdale. Lefty warming up.
Here's Joseph, fly ball right field.
He's going to push that.
Kreitzen heading to the corner. He misjudges it, runs by it, and Joseph's going to leg it out, goes into second base. I would say as Kreitzen got to the corner there, looking up in the sky for so long, Kirby, and that sun this time of the day, his eyes started bobbing.
High sky. You got the wind pushing that ball towards the right field corner. His route was off. You could just tell. It's like, you got to run harder than that. You're not going to get there if that's the pace you're going to go. And he didn't get there. Now you get the leadoff man on at second base.
And gave Joseph a double.
Yeah, with the middle of the order coming up.
Ben Johnson to the plate, going to help his cause here as he pops it up, though, in the infield. From third base, coming in is Becker. He'll make the catch for the out.
Not the trip Ben had in mind.
First pitch swinging, thought he could get that fastball and drive it. That'll bring Scott Marquardt to the plate. We'll have another game for you at 4:30 this afternoon. Painesville and the Austin Greyhounds. Here's the pitch by Mossberg on the outside corner to Scott and 0-1. Marquardt today is 1-for-2. Base hit, run scored back in the second, struck out in the fourth. Mossberg looks back to second. Joseph gets a pretty darn good lead. And now time call by Scott Marquardt. Yeah, Conrad Mossberg wouldn't take his eye off of Joseph. Mossberg's infielders, they were just standing in their positions. They weren't moving at all. Mossberg again, kicks, delivers. Marquardt drives this one to center field. It's tailing away, but caught on the run by the center fielder, Adam Giesen. Boy, Scotty gave it a ride, and that one just didn't have enough tail on it to find that right center field gap.
Almost getting knocked down pretty hard by the wind right there, too, as Giesen looked like he was going to make the catch about chest high, and by the time he caught the ball, Randy, he was right off the ground.
Good point, good point. That wind just brought it down. And we get Adam Beyer to the plate. Adam will follow up back and out of play. Jordan Joseph still in scoring position out at second base. He's a leadoff man with a double. The 4 and 5 hitters couldn't get it done. We'll see if number 6 hitter Beyer can. He's down in the count, 0-1. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Kimball, no runs, 2 hits, and an error for Union Hill. Breaking ball to Beyer, doesn't break a whole lot, finishes high in the count, 1-1. Mossberg looks back to second. Joseph hopping around out there. And here's Beyer grounding it foul down the third baseline in the count 1-2. Local winners yesterday, we saw Spring Hill, 11-inning victory over Delano. That was a big win for Spring Hill last night. Luxembourg, 5-2 over St. Benedict. Sobieski won. Sartell won. Richmond, hard luck loss, 4-3 to Dumont. And pitches high and tight to Adam Beyer. The count 2-2. Some local teams doing good. Kimball with the lead here in the 6th inning. We're hoping for the Express to win and make it into that second weekend. Pitch low to Beyer and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs and 1 on.
Big spot in the game right here. Union Hill got to keep it right here. Kimball could get some space.
Here's the pitch to Beyer. That's low ball 4, and Adam's going to walk. It'll bring the young catcher up, Cade Markwart. Good at bat by Adam Beyer.
That was.
Fouling a few off, being very patient at the plate. Taking a few of those pitches that were high and tight. So Cade Markwart up to the plate. Cade 0 for 2. He's come to the plate here.
He's had chances.
Yeah, with runners in scoring position back in the second. There's a strike call to Cade and 0-1. 0-1 the count. Jordan Joseph at second. Adam Beyer at first. 2-0 Kimball lead. Conrad Mossberg's pitch. And Markwart takes that high for a ball and 1-1. Winner of this ball game will get the Alexandria Black Sox, 4:30 next Saturday out of Region 16. Here's a line drive up the middle. That's a base hit. Jordan Joseph puts on the afterburners and crosses the plate standing up. And RBI single for the young man, Cade Markwart.
Just smacked that into center field, Randy. And center fielder Giesen playing a little, you know, maybe a tad deep right there, but with 2 outs, Joseph, as you had mentioned, just flying around third as Markwart gives him the green light and gets the run across. Kimball by 3 right now.
That's a big run. You had just mentioned it, Kirby. I mean, being up 2-0, but being up 3-0, it's just huge. We're going to get a pinch runner for Kimball.
As well as a mound visit from the Union Hill, how about dugout?
At 35.
Shugs Hannon
running. And
that's his name.
That's going to be it for Mossberg. Mossberg coming off the mound. Union Hill with the pitching change here in the 6th. Kimball leading 3-0. We'll take a 1 minute timeout on KASN.
We'd like to thank Max Matt for the support of Minnesota.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes the difference. the greatest. That is a fact. But even I didn't know I could pitch like that.
Yes, more exciting baseball action coming your way from Waconia. Hey, Randy, somebody wanting to know, where is Union Hill?
Union Hill is an unincorporated community about 4 miles away from New Prague. So down south. Kirby, you got a pitching change.
Yes, we do. As into the game is Ross Beamer. He is the drafty lefty from Lonsdale. And he comes in trying to keep it right here, trying to stop a train, if you will, Randy.
One run in, Zach Dingman at the plate, and Dingman will pop this one up to left field. Following it in foul ground is the Union Hill shortstop, and he tries to basket catch it, can't come up with it. Long run for Nathan Berg. You could see, Kirby, the wind just pushing it and pushing it. Foul.
I think that off the bat, the third baseman, Becker, the leadoff man, traditionally that ball's kind of an easy can of corn to a left fielder, so he reacted as such, and by the time he realized where it ended up landing, it's like, uh-oh, I probably should have went after that.
Right. 0-2 the count to Zach Dingman, a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes. Beamer comes in, gets that one out, but the Express do a little damage in the sixth. So run on two hits, no errors, and one left on. 5.5 innings. It's Kimball 3, Union Hill nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
And we're now at 18 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. Temperature reading of 72 degrees. As we take you back to Waconia, more exciting state baseball action. It's Randy and Kirby.
Thank you, Cy. Bottom of the sixth inning. Ben Johnson with another run to work with. 3-0. Kimball leading Union Hill. We'll see designated hitter Conrad Mossberg come to the plate. Nathan Berg and Nate Lee. Now, even though Mossberg came off of the mound as the pitcher, he still remains in the game as the DH. You make that lineup out to start the game.
That's a good rule.
It is a good rule.
Especially when you can bring a drafty in, because if that drafty spot comes in, then he's out if the spot comes up.
Exactly. Pitches high to Mossberg. And the count, 1-0, no strikes. Mossberg, Nathan Berg, and Nate Lee. Third at bats against Ben Johnson. Mossberg takes low one inside, and the count, 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Ben Johnson's pitch. Mossberg will follow that to the backstop, and the count at 1-0 and 2 strikes. Two balls and 1 strike.
Yep. Sorry, Randy, but here we are, bottom six. You're Union Hill. You haven't really scratched much. You got the two hits thus far. Down to your final 12 outs is Johnson kind of cooking right now. That'll help.
And Mossberg delivers a single right up the middle, a solid base hit. Mossberg getting his first hit of the day, the third for Union Hill. And Nathan Berg to the plate. Nathan, 2 strikeouts against Ben Johnson so far today. Wondering what his manager is telling him right now. Even though he's the number 3 hitter, we need some runs. Ground ball to short. Jordan Joseph flips to second for 1, and Scott's not going to even try the relay as scooting down the line was Nathan Berg, so they'll get the force out.
Yeah, too slow. Too slow for two right there, and Marquardt realizing there's no sense in throwing it. Efficient pitch right there from Johnson, getting that that all-important first out.
You got it. One out. And cleanup hitter Nate Lee, first baseman. One for two today. Struck out in his last at-bat, but boy, made Ben Johnson throw a pile of pitches in that last at-bat. First pitch, a breaking ball strike, and 0-1, that big, nasty breaking ball. Again, the breaking ball misses inside this time, and the count, one ball, one strike.
We saw St. Martin manager Carl Leeser yesterday. We'll see him here again today. His son, leadoff man, and shortstop, Kyle Leeser, listening back in St. Martin, Randy. Apparently losing brownie points with the wife, listening to us all day yesterday.
Pitch a called strike in 1-2. See one of the Martin players sitting up on the top row. Brady Goble is up there on the top row.
Oh.
With Adam Winkle's younger brother.
Blake Winkle's.
Blake Winkle's. There you go. One ball, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Foul tip into the mitt of Cade Marquardt. And two outs.
If you need anything moved, ask those two over there.
That's right.
Big boys.
Maybe play a little football for the Albany Huskies.
Seven punch-outs now for Johnson. 5 2/3. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Adam Giesen to the plate. Adam 0 for 1 today. Had a sacrifice bunt in his first at-bat. Pitch a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Two outs. 3-0 Kimball, if you're just picking up our broadcast. Maybe you're out to breakfast or brunch. Express scored a run in the second, a run in the third. Picked up one here in the sixth. Ben Johnson's gone the distance, and the count, two balls, no strikes to center fielder Adam Giesen. Johnson's pitch, and Giesen's going to take that one in the left kidney.
That's one, I mean, you're in the sixth. You guys aren't scratching much across. You got a goose egg on the scoreboard. That makes it that puts the tying run into the batter's box. I think we're going to get a pinch hitter right here, Randy, as you got to take that one as Thomas Peterson has emerged from the Bulldog dugout. He will hit in place of Jack Kreitzen.
So Peterson, pinch hitter, Kreitzen had struggled at the plate today.
Pearson, excuse me, Thomas Pearson is the hitter. Did I look at the long? Oh, yeah, wrong lineup card. How about Jack Becker, the pinch hitter, Randy?
Okay, let's put another Becker in the lineup. So Jack Becker batting, Jacob Becker on deck. Two outs, two on.
Kreitzen was 0 for 2. Strikeout victim looking his last time up.
Now the pitch. Strike and 0-1.
Heater just buzzing the corner right there, right on the black. Welcome to the state tournament, Mr. Becker.
And, you know, you get a pinch hitter coming off the bench, Kirby. If you're Ben Johnson, bring the fastball.
Attack,
I mean, yeah. Attack. I mean, you're thinking in the back of your mind, Union Hill had their nine best players out there. Here's a pop-up in the infield. And a buyer over at first. Now drifts into foul ground, makes the catch for the out. Ooh, a tougher catch than what I think it looked like here is Adam Beyer makes the catch. The runner was right next to him, and that'll do it for Union Hill in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. We played six here in Waconia, 3-0. It is Kimball with the lead over Union Hill. We're back in a minute.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Alrighty, 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 72 degrees here in central Minnesota. Bright sunshine, we take you back to Waconia. More exciting baseball action.
Thank you, Cy. Top of the seventh inning, a 3-0 Kimball lead. Brooks Marquardt, the number nine hitter, leading it off. Taking the first pitch a strike from Ross Beamer. 0-1, Brooks line drive. Ooh. Over and off the glove of Lee at first. And Brooks is going to pick up his second hit of the game.
If Nate is 6 feet... instead of 5'11", that's a catch, Randy. Just a tad off the tip of the glove right there, and the leader on. Top of the order coming up.
Austin Rooley, 2-for-3 today. 74 degrees here in Waconia. Expecting a high of about 77 today. Just awesome baseball weather. Rooley puts another great bunt down the first baseline. Flipped there by Beamer, and they get Rooley by a step and a half at first base. But Rooley, good job there on the sacrifice bunt.
Good bunt, a nice play by Beamer, Randy, going after it with that bare hand, not going to the glove, not having to worry about that that transfer. Went right at it, picked it up, and flipped it there. So they get the runner into scoring position. Tom, it's never enough, right?
I'm impressed with his small ball mentality. I mean, he's got a 3-0 lead, small ball mentality in the third inning already. Sacrifice bunt, sacrifice fly, and now the ball gets away from the catcher, rolls to the backstop, and look at that. You got a runner at third with one out.
And with the wind howling in, I don't think big innings are going to happen.
I agree. Yeah. Good point.
It's good on good when it comes to pitching because you got everybody starts at the top of the rotation and works their way down. So if you're looking for that 5-6 spot, I don't know that
you're not going to see home runs and doubles, or a lot of doubles. Pitches high for a ball.
Union Hill infield coming in all the way now, trying to mow down that runner Marquardt at third.
2-0 the count to Tommy Friesen.
He's got a sack bunt already.
And Friesen will take a strike, and 2-1.
Squeeze me right here?
Gosh, I don't know. Tom went to the belt there, and then to the helmet. 2-1 the count. Nope. There's a strike on the outside corner in 2-2. Two outs, two strikes. We're sitting here top of the seventh inning. 3 runs, 8 hits for Kimball. Reason a foul tip into the mitt of the catcher. And strike 3.
Beamer, the drafty. Nothing to lose. Why not just bring it on fastball, right?
You bet, Tommy. Out on strikes for the third time today. And here comes Jordan Joseph to the plate. Jordan, 1-for-2. He had a sacrifice fly back in the third inning that scored the Express first run. Joseph will take high for a ball. 1-0. Another runner out there. Brooks Marquardt at third with 2 down.
Second strikeout for Beamer out of the pen.
On the mound, Beamer delivers. Joseph Gromball to second. Up with it and over to first is the throw from Jacob Becker to Lee. And that'll do it for the Express. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. 6.5, 3-0 Kimball over Union Hill. We're back in a minute here on KASN.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Albany Laundromat has recently been sold and is under new ownership. Watch for exciting new changes as the laundromat undergoes major renovations. Albany Laundry will have durable commercial-grade machines for those heavy-duty, hard-to-clean items. Please bear with us as the new improved Albany Laundry will be amazing. This radio message brought to you by your Rheem Pro partner, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.